Do you remember doing that one, Phil?
All too well. Yeah, still bear the scars.
Why? Did it take a long time to get right, that one?
There are a few edits in that one, I have to confess, Mark. But, it's odd hearing it. A long time after the event. It's kind of like Radiohead on helium, that one.
1993, Pablo Honey.
Yeah.
Phil Selway's joining us here, which is a delight. This Sunday from 2, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour comes live from Manchester Central Library. Phil will be part of that, as well as Stephen from New Order, Jim Jones of My Morning Jacket.
So what are you up to then on Sunday with Guy and Stephen, Phil?
Well, we've got the show from Manchester Central Library, and we are teaching Guy the art of drumming for one song between the two of us. And one of the things as well for the show itself is to mark presentation of a drum kit to Manchester Central Library, an electronic drum kit, I hasten to add. It's kind of not the acoustic, full blasting out the library version. But this is in memory of a friend and colleague of mine, Scott Johnson.
Yes.
Who was in, there was an accident on a Radiohead tour in Toronto 3 years ago, and Scott lost his life. And this drum kit is a memorial to Scott.
Yeah.
It's from the Scott Johnson Memorial Fund. So it ties in with the library event as well. So it's going to be a day of, there are going to be performances there, and just talking about also that kind of intersection between literature and music, you know, how the two feed off each other.
And that, just to go back to the drum kit for a moment, Phil, and that is part of a wider kind of initiative or commemoration that Radiohead have been part of, isn't it? The giving of the drums to the library. You've been doing this kind of thing all over the world.
Well, this has been happening in other places. That's right. I was recently in Toronto, and I went to visit a library there. A man called David Porteous, who'd been due to be at the show in Toronto, where the accident happened, he was so moved by that, by what happened, that he organised benefit gigs, and he came up with this initial idea of putting a drum kit in a library. And I went in to see it all in action, in place. And it's great. You know, it just allows anybody to go into the library and play on the drums and make music in there. And I think, you know, it's just a fantastic initiative.
Because Scott was your, he looked after your drums, didn't he, when you were on tour?
That's right,
I met Scott once, and he was a sweet guy, wasn't he?
He was lovely, And, you know, huge part of our touring setup at the time. You know, he's just made everything very calm. And you could just go out and play and know it was all going to work perfectly.